I heard Dave talking about some new names for Washington football, right? I heard one sports broadcaster over the weekend suggest the Washington Lobbyists.
Ah, there's another one.
Said, there's truth in it, so I as well go with it.
Yeah, but you know what that would mean then?
What's that?
It would be reverse things. They would pay the fans to be there.
There's so many possibilities. I mean, Cleveland is one thing, very name that, but right. The team in Washington, I mean, come on. There's so much you could do
every
with that.
Time. Oh, a lot of, some people thought the Spuds, because they're Redskin potatoes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There are a lot of them thrown out. It's, I don't have it right in front of me right now, but they, some of them were pretty creative.
Well, didn't I see the Harlem Globetrotters put up the Washington Generals name as a possibility that they would sell it? That they would sell the Washington Generals, but I don't think that's what Washington would want, because when you think of Washington Generals, you think of losers.
Yes. Very rare that the Generals ever beat the Globetrotters.
Very rare.
It was always the foe, the losing foe for the Harlem Globetrotters all those years. Wow. Well, stay tuned. It's a laughing matter, a serious matter in a lot of different ways, but we'll see how it plays out.
And you can
out.
Bet on this, by the way, in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, oh, really?
The name change, the new name.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Of course. Of course.
On what the new name will be. Yes.
Of course it will be.
There are a few people who thought they shouldn't cave and change it at all, but of course, you know, they're hard-lined on that.
Yeah, you're going to get those differences of opinion. You can
you can bet on it. You can bet on anything.
Well, that's I know. I just, and people will.
Right.
It's one thing to say you can. Is that the people actually will.
Right.
So.
Someone said the Rednecks, which is the same letters as Redskins, but Rednecks.
Hmm, okay. Well, then they wouldn't have to change the red part.
The Washington Taters.
How about just the Washington Reds, and then you can figure it out for yourself?
Well, some people are saying, why doesn't Cincinnati change it from Reds? I don't know.
Well, they were Reds.
Oh, they were the Red Legs.
Red Legs. Yeah, they were the Red Legs.
Red Legs, Red Sox. I mean, those are generic terms.
Here's one, Washington Red Tails, paying homage to the Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, okay.
The Filibusters.
Now, I like that one. I like the Washington Filibusters.
If their record wasn't as good, we'd call them the Washington Do-Nothings.
Well, someone called them the Washington Scandals. And someone recognized... the pig skins. The mascot could be a reference to their old hogs crew.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
All right.
So, some thinking here. Swamp creatures.
And what's great about some of those names, the person who is tasked to make the graphics. Oh, my gosh. You could really have some fun with that.
Well, here's a good one from our friend Bill Hobson, the Washington Thin Skins.
You can still call them the Skins.
Not bad one here from John Markey. Might work. The Washington Zone.
The Washington Zone?
Yeah, and our old friend Kurt Harding, who now lives in Nashville, W-Town Clowns.